Hey everyone, welcome to the Way Too Frequently Asked Questions podcast. I'm Matt Barbieri from WIS, and I'm here to speak to you today about a concept known as sales tax. For every person listening to this, I'm assuming that you have some awareness of sales tax. If you're in a state that charges a sales tax, you're likely to have paid it on a receipt of something that you've purchased. And for people that come into the country from outside, it's typically one of the most confusing things they have to deal with. I often deal with international clients that come to me and say, went to the store, I bought something. How come the price on the tag or the price on the menu isn't the price that I paid? And so it's a concept that's certainly out there and probably not hearing about it for the first time, but you may be dealing with it for the first time at your company. And so this is a topic that is so deep. There are professionals within my world that spend their entire careers consulting and understanding the sales tax. So this is meant to be a working knowledge. And as with all of my talks, there's going to be some generalities here. And if you have specifics, obviously, I'm more than happy to go into it. So the first thing that you have to think about with respect to sales tax is that in general, services, so when you're getting a service done, there is no sales tax. And when you're providing a service, there's no sales tax on that service, right? And when you are buying a product or selling a product, something that's, I'm going to use the word tangible here on purpose, there is sales tax associated with it. And so back when the country, our country, made a lot of things and sold a lot of tangible things, the system was relatively easy to understand. As a result of the shift in the economy and the way that we do business today, shift in the market that we're in, there's a lot of intangible products and intangibles created. And as a result, the system that we have for taxation wasn't really set to address these things. And there we have the common issue of, do I need to charge? You don't charge, actually. You collect sales tax on the sales that I'm making and then remit them to the state. And a clear designation I want you to remember forever is you don't ever charge sales tax. You don't have the authority to charge sales tax. You collect sales tax and you remit sales tax. You are merely an agent. So a big thing to remember is it's not your money. And you have to be diligent when you collect to make sure you remit the same amount and you remit that amount timely. So now back to the overall theory of sales tax. And you know, we've got the service and we've got the products. When you think about a tech company, it's really hard to determine exactly what it is. Is it a service or is it a product? And so the states, obviously, they all have a different set of rules, unfortunately, and they tax these things differently. Some view it as a product, some view it as a service. And then you've got the world that crops up around this, and you hear a concept such as software as a service. And so now that kind of brings the name service directly into this. And you start to think about, well, if it's software as a service, that's feeling more like a service line. I don't think that I would need to collect sales tax on the sales of my product because it's a service. It's right there in the title. And the reality of this situation is that at 30,000 feet, the way that this is analyzed by the authorities is, if your software is the main income producing component, it is in fact a product and it is in fact sales taxable, and you should be collecting and remitting sales tax on your software in most states. And so now I had my qualifier in the beginning because there are 50 states with 50 different sets of rules. So it's something that you need to be aware of. And to put everybody at a little bit of ease, there's thresholds in most of these states whereby you can conduct a certain amount of business in those states without having to worry about whether or not you need to collect and remit sales tax. But what you do need to be aware of is that there is a threshold, and you have to be aware when you cross that threshold, it's time to start to pay attention. So just for starter's sake, if we take a state near me, a consideration would be a sale into this state totaling greater than $500,000 would drag you into Nexus in that state. So if I'm a tech company operating in this state and I sell into that state $500,000 worth, I have sales tax nexus and a requirement to collect and remit sales tax in that state. The other side to that, however, is that it's also a transaction count. So it's not just a sales threshold, it's a transaction count. So in this particular state, it's $500,000 in cumulative sales or 250 transactions. And the threshold for Nexus is the lesser of the two. So you could pretty quickly, if you're selling and you're in a B2C environment, get to the point where you have 250 individual transactions over the course of 12 months into a state. And so it's something that you want to be aware of, and you want to be talking to somebody in the profession that knows about it. Because where I've seen it go wrong is as follows. Founder hears this same spiel from somebody else. They kind of know it's important, but they're running a business. They start selling and they think, you know what? We'll deal with this one day. We'll get there. We'll cross that bridge. We're too small. Nobody's going to pay attention to us. And we'll handle it. The challenge with burying your head in the sand and not addressing it means that you didn't collect the sales tax on those sales up front. And now let's say we're at the point where in pick whatever specific state, you know, we're going to do a couple million bucks worth of sales in that state. You come to me, you go, Matt, we're going to come clean. It's time. We're ready to go. Let's file in that state. When we fill out the first sales tax return that you're going to provide in that state, you know, the first couple questions are the normal, you know, address, business name, all that. The first question is date of first sale into X state. And so now you got a choice. You're either going to lie and say, well, today, which would be highly advised against, or you're going to say, sometime back in 2018. And obviously the immediate knee-jerk reaction to that by the state is going to be, you're going to receive a notice within a couple of weeks. It's going to say, hey, bud, where are the filings from before now? And in the event that we owe that sales tax, meaning we should have collected it and remitted it and we didn't, you're coming out of your own pocket to pay that tax. And so I have seen, not once, not twice, but many times, a significant amount of investor-raised capital used to fund old sales tax liabilities. And if you want to be a top operator of a company in the early stage, I can tell you that you will not impress any early stage investor, nor will they be happy to be already on your cap table when they come to find that we've used invested capital to settle old debts that wouldn't have been ours if we had just done it the right way from the beginning. So all that to say, sales tax is a very broad concept. It's a specialty area. You should be aware of it as the founder of an early stage company. You should be talking to people about it at the outset as soon as you start to begin to sell so that you have a system in place to at least deal with it and be knowledgeable. So I hope you learned a little bit more about the sales tax system in the US today. If you want more information on the topic, if you're curious about it, you think you might be in trouble or you want to get ahead of it, feel free to reach out to me, mbarbieri@wist.com, and we can chat about it. As always, thanks for listening.